Weaver.
And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News, Tommy McNeil. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says Hamas does not appear poised to attack U.S. forces who are building a pier off the coast of Gaza to deliver aid to the war-torn strip by sea. The comments come after a week after a mortar attack targeted the pier, but resulted in no injuries. VOA's Carla Babb with more.
As the U.S.-made pier off the Gazan coast nears completion, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says he does not see signs that the militant group Hamas will attack the American troops constructing it to bring more aid into Gaza.
I don't see any indications currently that there is an active intent to do that.
The U.S. has security in place to keep American troops protected, and Israel also has vowed to protect those forces. The U.S. and other nations have airdropped food to Palestinians in Gaza, but aid organizations say the amount parachuting in is severely insufficient. Once operational, the new pier will bring dozens of truckloads of aid into the strip each day. Carla Babb, VOA News, the Pentagon.
Turkey has announced it's halting trade with Israel worth $7 billion a year.
Turkey has become the first of Israel's key partners to halt trade over the conflict in Gaza. Israel's foreign minister, Israel Katz, criticized the suspension, saying it breaks international trade agreements and calling it how a dictator behaves. The militant group Hamas, which rules Gaza, praised the decision as brave and supportive of Palestinian rights. Last month, Turkey curbed exports of steel, fertilizer and jet fuel, among other products, over what it said was Israel's refusal to allow Ankara to take part in aid drops over Gaza.
Reuters' Lucy Fielder. A top UN official said Friday that